This is the last day of the octave of Easter. And of course, it has many names. Among them, Low Sunday, because it's not quite as exalted as last Sunday, the actual Easter. But this is still Easter. Every day of the octave is Easter. It is also called, in some missals, Dominica in Albis, because it was the day that the catechumens who were baptized and who wore white gowns every day this whole week took them off and put on their regular clothes. Now, you would have thought they would have said Dominica non in Albis, but anyway, that is the way it is. God has a sense of humor, and we should too. And finally, my favorite name, which comes from the introit of today's Mass, is Quasimodo Sunday. And of course, that always brings memories back of the wonderful book that actually saved the Cathedral of Paris in the early 1800s. Quasimodo was the main character of the novel, and people were so enthralled by it that they all wanted to go to the Cathedral of Paris, Notre Dame de Paris, which is about to be reopened. Even though, unfortunately, alas, instead of the altar, they're putting an upside-down bathtub in the sanctuary, which can very easily be removed just as it can be put. Hopefully, it will be removed very soon when the liturgy is restored to everybody. And so we must pray. We cannot falter. We must not give up. But this particular introit reminds us how we are to be. As newborn babies, as newborn infants, hallelujah, we must desire the rational milk without guile. The rational milk, which comes from where? Where are we to get this rational milk? It comes from Mother Church, the Holy Mother Church, who is represented to perfection by the Blessed Mother, who gave her most precious milk to the Son of God become man, and whose feast we will celebrate tomorrow in the incarnation of that same Son of God made man, Jesus Christ. And so we must desire that pure, holy, and rational milk from Holy Mother the Church, who feeds us from her abundant breasts the milk of the faith, the milk of the sacraments. And it's very interesting that the first reading of today's Mass speaks about the water and the blood. And of course, when our Lord appeared to St. Faustina Kowalska in 1938, they still had everywhere the old liturgy. So this reading would have been read, the water and the blood. And what do you think you see coming out of the side of Christ, from his most sacred heart and from his hands? The water and the blood, the white rays and the red rays, representing the Eucharist, and not only this, the most holy body and blood, soul and divinity in the consecrated bread, but also in the chalice, the wine. And we must drink this. This is the rational milk that Holy Mother, the Church, particularly feeds us. And so everything goes together and comes together. And those who do not understand the mysticism of the Church and of the Almighty God miss a lot of opportunities. And then, of course, the Gospel. And of course, today I had the two principal servers be the two Thomases, because today is their Sunday. St. Thomas, sometimes called the doubter, the doubtful, but he wasn't totally wrong. God, the Holy Spirit, used him in order that we would learn the truth, feeding us that rational milk of water and the blood. And so our Lord appears on the first Easter and gives us the first Easter present. Not everybody understands this for sure. And what was the first Easter present? He breathed on them the breath of God, the Ruah, the Holy Spirit. But only for a certain particular purpose. It was not Pentecost, not yet. That would come in 50 days. But here he gives it to the apostles and disciples who were bishops and priests. Even Thomas, who was not there. Even I, who was not there. And all the priests throughout the ages of the church. We get this gift, the first Easter present, which is also for you in a different way. And it is the gift of confession, the gift of absolution. And what a more perfect day than to remember this. Do you not think that our Lord did not know this when he spoke to St. Faustina? Of course, there are those who make all kinds of nonsense. I will not go there. This is our problem. When they meet their God and their judge, let them answer to him. He'll take care of them. I hope that they will have faith, which is necessary for salvation. And so, he gives them the Holy Spirit so that they could forgive sins. And in the last 3 days, of course, I've had many, many confessions, which is good. We should have many confessions all the time, even though it is very tiresome and irksome, I assure you. Not fun. But I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, you know, isn't it a miracle? Just like the Eucharist is a tremendous miracle beyond our understanding. But isn't this a miracle that I wave my hand over somebody, that hand that is consecrated by the Holy Spirit with the sacred chrism, and their sins are forgiven? Can you imagine that? And can you imagine the power of the priesthood, which must be used properly and to give glory to God and to heal those who are sick and dying from the evil of sin and the guile of the devil? And so, the first gift of Easter. But then, St. John continues. And of course, this was done under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But perhaps also, there was a little smirk and a little wink from St. John, the beloved disciple, to St. Thomas, the twin. St. Thomas was always late. I think he was either Spanish or Filipino. He was always late. And they're always late. Don't think for a minute that they're not. I always look at them, give them the dirty eye. Nevertheless, of course, I'm always on time. Unless I'm sick, which oftentimes happens anymore. But St. Thomas was late. And when he comes, they tell him, and he thinks they're all gone nuts. He's not incredulous per se. He thinks they've all gone nuts. They're so sad and so overwhelmed by the evil of what they have perceived, the death of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they have gone nuts. And so he makes a wager. And Hebrews are very fond of wagers. Remember throughout all of the Gospels. In this one he says, unless I see the wounds, unless I stick my finger in his hands and the nail print, unless I stick my hand in his side, the side that was pierced by St. Longinus, from which came forth blood and water. It all comes together. It all is one. One faith, one Lord, one baptism, one church. The one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I would not believe. So what are they going to say to him? Sometimes you cannot argue with somebody, and you cannot convert somebody by arguing. You need to convert somebody with your kneecaps. It's very painful. And so a week passes. Today, the octave, the last day of the octave of Easter, a wonderful, wonderful day. And then Thomas is there. And our Lord, very deliberately, nothing happens by accident that concerns our Lord. It's all planned. It's all deliberate. He appears again. Now, mind you, remember that he doesn't open the door, come in, knock, whatever. He just comes in, even if it's all locked up. He doesn't need the laws of physics in his glorified, resurrected body. And so he comes in. This in itself is a tremendous miracle. You try it, and let me know when you bang your face on the door. And then he says to Thomas, immediately he goes to the point at hand. Thomas is the one who denied him. And he says, okay, go ahead. You know, like saying, you don't think I know what's going on here? It's just like me when I say that to you. You don't think I know what's going on here? Not much escapes me. Nothing escapes him. And so, he says to him, go ahead, put your finger inside my hands. Put your hand inside my side. Believe and not be incredulous. And St. Thomas, what does he do? What we also should do. And what we do indeed, especially at the elevation of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ on the altar at the consecration, whether we say it out loud or not, we say it in our hearts. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. And then Jesus praises you. He says, you believe because you have seen. Now that is not faith. Faith is belief in the things that cannot be seen. Now we believe that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in the tabernacle. Physically only God the Son. But all three are there. You don't see Him, do you? But you believe. I hope you do. Otherwise, the door to heaven will be shut to you. And don't think that you can fool God. Thomas did not even think that. So faith is belief in the things that cannot be seen. They cannot be put under a microscope. And so he says, you believe because you see. Blessed are those who do not see, and that's you and I, and yet believe. That is faith, which we must have. And so, our Lord again commends us. And He wishes us again the gift of the result of His passion, death, and resurrection. Pax vobis. The reconciliation between God and man, as we sang so beautifully last week in the Victime Paschali Laudis, the Paschal sequence. The conflict between evil and good. And our Lord conquers. And we see this victory. And He brings about peace. And that also is brought about by confession and absolution. If we are really sorry, if we are just pretending, then forget it. Don't even bother. It needs to be real. It needs to be authentic. It needs to be from the very depth of your heart. That you are sorry, not because you got caught, not because you are afraid of hell, not because of any other reason. You're sorry because you have offended God by your sins. Repent and believe. And then St. John ends his gospel with something that is very important for us as Catholics who possess the fullness of the faith. St. John here speaks about the scripture, but then he says, not everything that happened, not everything that Jesus did, not all the miracles that he did, countless, by the way, are written in this book. It's not all in the Bible. It's not on print. It is sacred tradition. That is what he's speaking about him. Not all these things are written. These few things are written so that you may believe. But our faith must be open to understand that he did much more that can be contained in some book or other. He is God Almighty. He is God our Savior. And we must believe. So, alleluia, alleluia. Let us give thanks to him for the gift of his life, for the gift of his body and blood, soul and divinity, for the gift of the sacraments, the rational milk which Holy Mother the Church feeds us from her abundant breasts. Let us thank God for giving us the Blessed Mother who represents to perfection Holy Mother the Church, that believing you may have life in his name. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.